Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Depression Diaries. My name is Daniel, and today I just want to talk about pain. This has been a rough week for me personally. I just want to come right out of the gate and lead with that. This has been a hard week. It's been a hard month. It's been a busy month, so it's been good in some ways, but it's been very busy. One of the reasons why I haven't been able to release new episodes this month. I am starting a business with some partners, and that is taking up a huge portion of my time. And so I haven't really been able to produce episodes recently. That being said, looking forward to, you know, getting the Depression Diaries back out there, getting things rolling again. But today, I just want to talk about, some of the things that I've been going through personally, this month. And this week, really, honestly. So, I believe I've talked about before, some of the physical issues that I have that, kind of affect the mental ones. I have a chronic chest pain issue, and that the doctors really haven't figured out how to stop. It can be somewhat medicated, but can never really be resolved. Maybe one day in the future, hopefully, but there's nothing on the horizon right now. So anyway, this has been, sometimes I'll go days, weeks without a significant amount of pain. The pain is with me, pretty much every day, at least in some small amount. But sometimes I'll go like days and weeks where I think, things are significantly better. I'm able to go about my daily life without much interruption. However, at some point, usually when I'm in the thick of starting like some sort of new venture or in some transitional period, it hits me again, and like big time, so next thing you know, I'm bedridden for a day or two or maybe a week because of the pain. Anyway, it's been one of those weeks. I've had to shirk some responsibilities this week because of that pain, and that has driven a lot of anxiety and depression in the last week. It's driven a significant relapse in terms of thought processes and the way I view myself, and I'm sure that some of you guys know where I'm coming from on that. Sometimes how you're doing with your mindset, with your depression, with your anxiety is sometimes defined by how successful you are outside of that, right? So, it depends on how that job is going, or it depends on how that relationship is going. And the problem with that is that those external factors shouldn't be allowed to affect our feelings of self-worth or our value in any way. But we let them, partially because we're depressed, and we have depression, and that's an issue. And that's an illness. That's not something that you can stop. But we try our best, right? Like we try all of the mental exercises to quote unquote, you know, get over it, even though that's not a thing. You don't just, you know, get over depression. Everybody knows that, you know, that's actually been through it. You can't just get over it. Trying to just get over it is how mistakes are made. But anyway, that has been my week. Like I had a day that was supposed to be jam packed with doing things for the business that we are starting yesterday and the day before. And I got almost nothing done both of those days because the pain was just so bad that I couldn't really do anything. And so at that point, even though I know I'm in business with some fantastic partners who are very understanding of my situation, they still see value in what I bring to the table, and I'll always appreciate them for that. Doesn't stop me from internalizing and projecting my own, you know, self-doubt and, you know, and self-hatred onto them, right? So, you know, I'll assume, you know, part of depression, part of anxiety is that you assume that all of your friends and your family, that everybody hates you because you didn't come through in some way, because you know you're struggling with it a lot this week or something or another, or you needed some alone time or whatever the case may be, and you're not able to fulfill your obligations, whether they're social, professional, or whatever the case may be. You're unable to perform those things. And I wasn't able to do that this week. I wasn't able to do all of the things that I'm supposed to do. That led to me thinking a lot of things that I shouldn't, you know, led to me internalizing a lot of things and taking on a lot of guilt for that, even though it's not my fault. You know, like, I know somewhere in my head I am aware that this physical issue is not something that I can do something about, that I've put forward a lot of effort into managing this issue, and to almost no avail. I mean, you know, so I have to stop. I have to stop blaming myself for things that I can't control. Right? I don't have control over my health. I just don't. I have control over the tactics that I use to manage my condition. I have a duty to try as hard as I can to manage it, which I do. But for me personally, I have to stop thinking that every few months that I've got it all under control, and that I'm never going to, that things are never going to go bad again, that things are never going to take a turn for the worse, or that, that I'm not going to experience the valleys of this physical condition again, because I am. I will experience, you know, it's not just, we're not just on the plains, we're not just on flat terrain, you know, there's hills, there's valleys, and everything in between. Sometimes through an extreme amount of effort and diet and exercise and whatever the case may be, I may be in a relatively strong position for, you know, maybe days, weeks, months at a time, But at some point there's going to be a valley somewhere, somewhere in there, and I can't control that. And, I keep thinking that I'm becoming better at accepting that. And, you know, sometimes I do okay with it, but, it's hit me pretty hard this week, because I have people relying on me, and, you know, I have to make sure that I come through for them, my family, my partners, my wife, my daughter. And whenever I don't, I feel worthless. And that hasn't changed. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's been years now. It's been years of this. And I still feel that same sense of just complete, you know, complete and utter worthlessness every time something like this happens. You know, and that leads to all sorts of emotional reactions. You know, that leads to just a soup of emotional nonsense. Well, it's not nonsense. I mean, it's, you know, it's very real. It's very real to me at the time. Even though I know, you know, objectively, I know that, you know, all these people that are important to me and that have been here for all these years, I know, you know, on some abstract level that they still love me, that they still care about me, that they don't blame me for any of this. There's still some part of me that refuses to believe that. And I need to believe it. I need to... When these incidents happen, I need to get better at accepting that, hey, this is a momentary relapse, and I don't need to be hard on myself for, you know, having a physical illness that I can't control. You know, I don't need to put added pressure onto myself for that. And, that is easier said than done. It's a lot easier said than done. Welcome back. In the last segment, I, spoke a little bit about, going through pain and what that means to my everyday life. And in this one, I want to talk about a little more detail. As of this recording, we are well over a month into quarantine. I live in North Carolina in the United States. So we have been in quarantine for over a month now, and, it has certainly taken a toll mentally. Haven't put out any new episodes of the Depression Diaries, mostly because I have my whole family here with me at home, and these are things that are still difficult for me to talk about when any live person is in close proximity to me, to be honest. Anyway, I wanted to just, you know, talk about, how quarantine is affecting, you know, my mental health personally. For me, it means that, I'm not getting out of the house very much, which means that It is a bit, makes it really easy to isolate because you have an excuse, you know. Well, it's for the public health, so, you know, it's what I should be doing, right? That is something that is both valid and unhealthy for me mentally, most of the time. I have always been the kind of person who kind of feeds off of energy from other people and from recharging my batteries alone, almost in equal measure. For me, not seeing friends, family, that sort of thing, and it definitely takes a toll. It's more important to keep, certainly more important to keep the public safe, and to defeat this virus, we have to prioritize things, and so certainly not complaining about that, because it's necessary, and I believe that I trust our public health officials to make those decisions. However, I'm sure I'm not the only one that is languishing in this right now. I'm sure that everybody is going through it to some degree, and I'd love to hear your stories. You know, if you want to email me, send me a voice message to get it off your chest, please feel free. And as always, you know, we have outlets during this time. There are lots of online resources and apps and that sort of thing where you can talk to licensed professionals as well. I want to reiterate that I am not a licensed mental health professional. I just enjoy getting all of this off my chest, and this podcast is my avenue for doing that. I hate to emphasize that in every episode, but I feel like it's necessary, because I don't want to give people the impression that listening to this podcast is somehow a substitute for seeking the help that you need, because it isn't. And I recommend that anyone and everyone, be your own advocate as much as you can, and seek the help that's out there for you, because that's definitely a component of this fight, and especially in times where you don't have access to whatever support system you have right now, friends, family, etc. Reaching out to a professional during this time might be a really good idea for you. So I encourage anybody who's struggling right now to do that. For me personally, the isolation portion of this, it really is really hitting hard right now, because my wife and daughter and I are all crammed in here. Are all crammed into a tiny apartment by ourselves for the most part, and that is a, honestly, I'm one of the lucky people to be quarantined with loved ones. But sometimes, and I know that there are people out there who are quarantined with, either by themselves or with abusive partners, all of those sorts of things. And that has to be acknowledged as well. But I can tell you that the isolation of being at home, it makes you feel like you start to lose your grip on reality. For me, the business that I own is closed because we're non-essential. So I am at home. I'm pretty much entirely at home. I help school my daughter and read a lot of books, watch a lot of TV, play video games. Recently delved into tabletop gaming, played some Dungeons and Dragons. It's a lot of fun. It's something that I haven't been into in a long time, and it's a lot of fun, and it's an outlet to cope with everything that's going on. I hope that everybody has something to keep them occupied during this time, and to help keep their spirits up. Anyway, just want to thank everybody once again for listening, and I hope everybody's doing well out there, as well as you can be. And again, feel free to send me your messages, send me your emails, all of that. I'm here for it. So with that, thank you so much for listening, and stay safe out there.